Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's radio. Yahweh's ministry, featuring voices of the true Israelites. I'll be your host for another series called Part Number 49, so we just going to throw it on the international side and see what's going on another episode, Part Number 49. Throw it on the international side and see who all join us. By the memos, we see who all joining us, no doubt about it. All the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries got a slot in for this broadcast. Guess what, Steve Ray? flashing out of New York on the international side. 110317. 110317. 110317 flashing. So we just gonna find our elder and bring him in, and he'll tell you all about the 110317, 195 international countries, and who bringing his broadcast on another episode. And remember one thing, Steve Ray, that feast day is only days away. That great big feast called a Remora of Blowing Trumpets. I better make a little note of that. That's something I eat. Just something just caught my mind on that. Just then. You can see it. Make sure you say something about such birth, such place. Oh, okay. So I'm going to write, I'm going to make a little note of it. And whatever that such place is, we'll talk about it shortly after our elder kind of let us know exactly what's going on and what the six anointed counts have to be aware of. Remember one thing, Steve Ray. We're not pompous, we're not arrogant, but this ministry is basically aimed for the six anointed counts of voices of the true Israelite to get ourselves in order, one accord, one mindset, or we can take care of this man's business, and then we'll show our hand as a collective body of voices of true Israelites as we bring back in what was once taken away from us through our own disobedience. You know where it started at? When we disobeyed what the man told us to do. The man is YHWH. All right, no stand on that. We'll bring our elder in. And so when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till, Yahweh be with you there, C. Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, C. as well, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Elder. Well, the slots look, they all fit. 195 international, 110317 is flashing on the international side. So whatever you got to say that Yahweh gave you, Elder, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we have another outstanding number of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. Looks like 100. How do you say this? My goodness. Get tired, so I'm just trying to say it. 110,317 listeners. My. It's more than we had in quite a while that came to hear the words of Yahweh. Well, you know, that's a good thing because there's a lot of people out there today that hear the words of Yahweh, and when they get someone that knows the Bible and they try to give them a little bit of instruction on which way to go, sometimes they feel intimidated. They think that you're trying to put pressure on them, but actually it's trying to teach them. So you can be in one mind with one word and one understanding as one with the word of Yahweh. This is why I always say, if you pay attention to this, a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn to be a good teacher, possibly one day, learning to teach the word of Yahweh themselves. And this shows well in all the six camps of Yahweh's ministry that teach. Because we know we all came to hear things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand. That's right. Some listening never understand. But Yahweh ministry makes all this misunderstanding possible. Because we came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. Because it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts that we're taught. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there, they camouflage their evil or confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums action using this for righteous learning. even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Just seen this very recently. Makes me think about what Yahweh hates. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. Better take note. I wouldn't want Yahweh hating me, see, bro. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. 16 says, these six things doeth Yahweh hate, yea, even seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilish wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift in running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that discord among brothers. Well, this is why we are here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. This is why we welcome and thank you for attending our broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry, that's open to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, as was just mentioned a few minutes ago by this year. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your computer smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, you will see a big lion. Under the lion, you'll see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O ye tenants of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh alive. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right until a live online broadcast. We're currently using also two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. To get there, write on the search line in the three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yahdah. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or any more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, it will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember what it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants of churches of the saints." We have to keep our scriptures in mind. This is why we insist keeping the Bible open, where you can learn to rehearse the righteous act with the voices of the true Israelites. So at this time, we'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel. And I think I'm going to keep my Bible open too. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder. That's exactly right. One thing about it, you show me a man and say, well, I mean, I heard something, well, I don't need the Bible no more because I got more understanding. And I have graduated. I don't have to have the Bible no more, so. And when I hear them kind of statements, I know then and now, Yahuwah has shut you down. Because one thing about it, see, Roy, this word, you got enough word in here to take you all the way to the end and more. Then, that's why we got so much to put on the table, just behind that statement right there. So we just leave that right there where it is because, see, one thing about this Bible is not a novel. And what we mess up and a lot of, I'm very glad that a lot of the Israelite camps have got in contact with the Six Anointed camps. And a lot of them is now starting to, they're taking notes, but it just, the pride thing just got to cease and just call it the way it is. So we'll kind of give you an idea of what we're talking about shortly. We're going to find Brother Yahdah Israel and bring him in. And number one thing, we had a great weekend. And Thursday coming up, and we'll be back at it again. Eat them up, drink them up. But I understand one thing. That great big feast is so important. It's so important to understand why you do what you do and why we come on, even come on this network. All this information is written. Why we do what we do to bring you this word and who gonna step up. And who won't get cold feet? All this is told through the pages of the book. So we'll leave it like that. All we're supposed to do, look down at the Bible and see what the Bible's saying. He'll show you what he's saying and take it from there. Never said on that, go and find Brother Yahdah Israel and bring it in. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdah Israel. Yahuwah be there, see Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. I see Roy. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, they had a song out there a long time ago that said, I ain't going to complain. Because the bottom line is, there's no room to complain. Because everything in the Bible was foretold exactly who was going to step up, who wasn't going to step up. And when and the best of them is going to lay down and the best of them going to get up. So, but I got one zeal. I got one piece of zeal behind that statement right there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And then what we're going to do, we're going to take a look at for a few minutes, just set up history statements. So I got me one piece of zeal over here in Proverbs. My pastor will help me out. It tells you about how many times a righteous man will fall. Something he says in there, I want to bring that up. A righteous man will do something in this Bible. And a righteous woman, they will do something in this Bible. In the 24th chapter, I'm good for 24th chapter, verse 1. 9, 10, and 16. 24 verse 1, 9, 10, and 16. I just want to just put that on the table there. Every now and then, you know, my zeal will get me a little bit, and that's all I need. Let's put that on the table there, Brother Yahweh Israel. 24 verse 1, 9, 10, and 16. What's that say there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Old seal got a look. You got a little zeal running right now. Come out.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse number 1, verse number 9, verse 10, and verse number 16 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse number 1. Be not thou envious against evil men and women, neither desire to be with them. Verse number 9. The thoughts of the foolishness. Thoughts of foolishness is sin, and the scorn is an abomination to men. Verse 10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Verse 16, for a just man or woman falls 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief.
Read verse 10 to 9 again now. Verse 10 and 9.
The book of Proverbs 24, verse 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Verse 9. The thought of foolishness, corn is an abomination to men and women.
Brother Yahweh Israel, is this Bible saying, is this Bible telling us, what are you seeing again? According to what you just said there now. You know, Brother Yahweh Israel, and I hear this, but I ought to make sure I'm hearing it right. What is sin again in 24 verse 9?
The thought of foolishness is sin.
The thought of foolishness is sin. As they talk, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, the thought of foolishness. He'll sin. Whatever way that going, we'll find out later on. The thought of fullness is sin. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahweh Israel, what's that talking about? Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that, Brother Yahweh Israel. Brother Yahweh Israel, I want to look at a couple things, nothing rehearsed. But I want to see, is there anything that is written that will tell us about the history of the black Holy Roman Empire. Can you go on your computer and tell me what is that saying and give me a timeline of the history of the black Holy Roman Empire? I want to look at a timeline on the black Holy Roman Empire. Take your time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, can you look up, give me a timeline on the start of the history of the Holy Roman Empire, the Black Roman Holy Roman Empire. See, you know, the reason why we saying this right here, because it's you know, this is not a tragedy that we as a people, we all the education that we have got. When you examine your education, especially the ones that say they have went to college and have graduated or went 2-3 years, then they got them a degree. You know, that's a tragedy to have a degree from any institution. That's a tragedy, unless it's based upon something you try to do in the world. True history is a tragedy, the way we have been taught about true history, although we got a degree. That's why we said we come on this broadcast humble is to show soundly how we got to get this thing in order for Yahweh to intervene. What you got on history of the black Holy Roman Empire, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Well, so far, see, I haven't really ran down any dates.
You ain't found nothing on the black history of the black Roman, Holy Roman Empire. Well, I tell you what, we put that to the side then. What about the history of the black Germans? Can you pull up something based upon the history? See, I'm going somewhere, but I want to lay some things out. I'm going somewhere with this Brother Yahdai Israel. See, this is nothing rehearsed. Just want to go somewhere. Do you got anything? But I'm looking for a timeline on the black Germans. Matter of fact, you can put in the German family crest, C-R-E-S-T. I'm looking for timelines. The timeline of the German family crest, C-R-E-S-T. Is it a search thing of a German? A crest means a family order. It's a family that, as long as they got that crest, they'll tell them how long they was in power and they family ruled such and such place. See, in Germany, the German, and you now you go on your computer and you can pull up the German family crest and look at the pictures on them and the name that you have on them. I'm going to get a timeline for a reason. I need a timeline. Give me a timeline, Brother Yahdai Israel, on the black German family crest or the German family crest. Make a difference which way it go. But what I'm looking for is a timeline. Come on.
Yeah, 1 second, see ya.
All right. And see, that's why we know we got a long way to go. Because this is a big job. And those he blessed with a little information, and they take their talents and they hide it. And Yahweh says, he said, Hey, you take these 10 talents and do something with it. He said, okay, I brought back 20. You take these 5, do something with it. I brought back 10. Okay, good. So Yahweh was showing you about the talents. He'll give some 10 and see what they do with it, and they'll bring back 20. He'll give some 5 and they'll bring back 10. Then one say, well, he gave him one talent. He said, what'd you do with your one talent? Oh, I didn't do nothing with mine. I just hear it because I know you are a man. Yahweh said, take that person right there and take the one from him and throw him in the fire. See, what we're trying to tell you, C-Rod, this is a big job. This is a big job ahead of us. And when Yahweh bless you with whatever talent it is in a body, you're supposed to exhibit your talents in a body because Yahweh been on bless you for it, but he also will put it into a, put you to see what you step up when it's hot and heavy. Everybody can roll, but who can roll when it's hot and heavy? That's what he's saying. So Brother Yahweh Israel is peeping on something. We didn't rehearse nothing. We just want to peep at something to show guess how far and how far we behind because we not examining the talents that he gave us. And when we do get the talent, we get puffed up spirits and just mess the stuff up. What you got there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I thought I had something
else there,
but...
You ain't got nothing on that, okay? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll deal with that later. See, now we'll deal with that later. That's the point we're making. We'll deal with that later. It's a big job. And we don't know which way we're going, but how about the Russian icon? How about looking for the Russian icon? So now we got about two or three icons of things we need to find out about the German crescent. Family crescent. See, we're looking for a timeline. I'm looking for a timeline. See, so wherever I find out, he'll give me the scriptures to back up what we're doing. All I need a timeline on somebody of color doing something, because all we know about is 1619 slavery. We don't know, and we got degrees everywhere. And like the brothers coming class say, well, I read my Bible from top to bottom, but and we found out late, the last two, three times later, well, yeah, I did read my Bible, but I see one thing. I didn't know that it's not a novel. You can read your Bible all you want. You still got to be guided. That's the point we're making. You can read your Bible all you want to read your Bible, and that's a good thing, but you still have to be guided. And that's why, and when you hear people's testimony, they let you know. Reading the Bible is one thing, and understanding the true way is another. So what you got on the Russian icon? Can you give me a timeline on that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Yeah, I got,
Well, we ain't gonna worry about that. We'll leave that alone, Dick.
Yeah, I got a Russian icon.
Yeah, but I'm looking for timelines, and like I said, again, I didn't I ain't no hurry setting nothing up. It's just the point I'm saying that we're going to go by the Spirit of Yahweh on whatever we can get. See, we know we on the clock, but it's clear that this man, I'm blessed this ministry, the six anointed camps, to be able to go any way a lesson is revealed and tied in through his Bible. So I need to know something about that something. I need to know something about the German crescent, the icons, or I'll tell you what, maybe something else I can find out. Maybe something else I can find out something. Because there's so many ways to get it. I need a timeline on something. I'll tell you what, give me a timeline on the Middle Ages. What do that mean? Give me a timeline on, I'll tell you what, give me a timeline on the Renaissance, the rebirth or something. Give me a timeline on that. Timeline on the Renaissance. That's it. Let's try that. Let's find out about the Renaissance. What that supposed to mean? You know, it's amazing that we got the worldly educated people, but they got everything out of order when it comes to this Bible. I mean the best educators. because he can't put this together because it's not given to him until the sixth anointing camp show you soundly. The only way you're going to learn this right here, you must learn this from those you hear right now. And we can prove it. Ladies, WCC, still, we ought to cut you off from that. Well, if you cut me off, that's up to you, cut me off. But that's just the truth. And if you cut me off, that give me more time to do something else. And Brother Yada, I'll take it the rest of the way. How about that? So now, can you give me something on the Renaissance? I need something to go on, Brother Yada, Israel, because we, see, really, we know we setting up something to really kind of open some heads up if we get a definition of something with a timeline. Because today, Lord has used the word called the Renaissance. And they'll say, especially the camps of Israel, the rebirth. Okay, but what is the timeline of that? Brother Yada Israel, come on.
I'm looking at an article on Wikipedia, free encyclopedia, Renaissance. The Renaissance date, 1350 to 1620 A.D.
Wait a minute. The Renaissance started when?
It dates from 1350 to 1620 A.D.
Okay. All right. And what was the... What is that talking about? Okay, we got a number. Somewhere in the 13th century is the start of the Renaissance. Can you tell me what happened around that time?
It reads, it is a term used to describe a period in European history, marking the transition from the Middle Ages to modernity, covering the 15th and 16th centuries.
Uh-huh. So the Renaissance means that the rebirth of European history. So they call it, they got another name for the Renaissance there between timeline Brother Yahdai Israel. They got something else in between Renaissance. They call it can you look up the Middle Ages? What is the Middle Ages referring to? Give me a timeline on the Middle Ages to now. Listen, sixth anointing camp, put that down. In the 1300s, they got around like the 1300s for the Renaissance. How about 1300s? That's good. Now, the early Middle Ages or the early medieval period. What is that talking about, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The Middle Ages, reading from Oxford Language Dictionary, and it reads, Middle Ages, the period of European history from the fall of the Roman Empire in the West, 5th century, to the fall of Constantinople, 1453, or more narrowly from 1100 to 1453.
All right. See, the reason why we do these things, because we know those now, they have their computers and they can keep up. We can throw so much out there to keep you all balanced. But we just going to give you a little bit where you just go to your computer and just follow along. So this the Middle Ages, or it's called the medieval period, and with, you know, approximate estimation between the 5th century and the 1500s. So we can say the 5th century until the 1500s, that's what's called the Dark Ages. See, the Dark Ages. Now, tell me another thing there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What kind, okay, now, Rome, the fall of Rome, what year was the Western fall of Rome? The Western fall of Rome. Give me a timeline on the fall of Rome from the Western. It started in the Western part. When did that fall? What year did it got on the computers that we can work with. What year is the ball around there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm reading from the Free Encyclopedia, and it reads, The Fall of the Western Roman Empire. The Fall of the Western Roman Empire, also called the Fall of the Roman Empire or the Fall of Rome, was the loss of central political control in the Western Roman Empire, a process in which the empire failed to enforce its rules. Its vast territory was divided into several successive polities.
Mm-hmm. Got a timeline? Fall of Rome, Western Rome. You got a timeline there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What can you, is your computer, can your computer give you a timeline on the fall of Rome?
The only dates I see is in 376, a manageable number of Goths and other non-Roman people fleeing from the Huns into the empire in 395.
Mm-hmm. The fall of Western Rome is 476 there, Brother
Yahdai Israel. Yes, about 476.
Yes, sir. So you see, you know, it's just like when you go before, you fill out the application for a job, and they say, well, put down what experience you have and what. And you write down, oh, I was a cook. I was a cook for 20 years. Oh yeah. So they look at the your that means ask you on your resume. You say you was a cook for 20 years. Yeah, I was a cook for 20 years. But you forgot to put the part that you was a cook in the penitentiary. 20 years. So they had your answer. See, we know the answer, but we want to play, like I said, along with this national audience without just saying this, that. No, we're going to do that. We're going to just hope you understand this ministry is a ministry that comes 6 nights a week to 24, 31, 32, and 46 of Luke. Brother Yahdai Israel. Luke 24, 31. 32, 46.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 31, verse 32, and verse number 45. Book of Luke 24, verse 31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Verse 32. They said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened unto us the scriptures. Verse 25. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Because the scriptures foretold even the events that's now and to come. The scriptures would tell the events. That Bible you're looking at will tell the past, the present, and the future as we unfold itself. And he makes it plain how he operates, so we be clear in Amos chapter 3, verse 6 down to verse 9. What do Amos chapter 3, verse 6 to 9 say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Amos chapter
3,
verse
number
6 to 9 reads. Look at Amos chapter 3, verse number 6. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city, and Yahweh have not done it? Verse 7. Truly Yahweh would do nothing, but he would reveal his secret unto his servants, the seers. Verse 8. The lion had roared, Yahweh has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Verse number 9. But publish in the palaces at Ashdod, and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourself upon the mountains of Samaria. Behold the great turmoil and the mystery of, and the oppressed in the midst thereof.
Mm-hmm. So, that's, so he always get it to every generation about exactly how he's going to do it, when he going to do it. So in the book of Jeremiah there, Brother Yahdai Israel, we look at Jeremiah. He was raised with a wound in 1 verse 4 to tell his story. And he made a final statement in the 4th chapter of Jeremiah. This is what he says in the 4th chapter of Jeremiah. Pick it around by verse 19. Something he said around about 4:19. We'll read a little bit until we get our point. What he says in Jeremiah 4, verse 19, and take it down from there. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah 4, verse number 19 reads, my bowels, am pained at my very mind. My mind maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because I have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Verse number 20. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tent spoiled, my curtains in a moment. Verse 21. How long shall I see the stench, hear the sound of the trumpet? Verse 22. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are starved children. And they have none understand. They're wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge.
To do good, they can do no knowledge. But what did Jeremiah just say? He said, my bowels. He said, I love to get a pat on the back every now and then or a skinning grin. But I'm in a position, I've got to tell you exactly what the man told me. Let you know what position you in. See, when you know you in his position, you got to tell a story regardless if it makes those that have a problem of hearing it. That was Jeremiah saying. He says he got to tell you that what you think is coming, it's not going to come. Trouble is heading the way. So, and 10:1, it tells you in Sirach, you're coming right back to Jeremiah 28. But it tells you in Sirach 10:1, what did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? And 27:23. Back to back with in 27:23 and 10:1, that what's on the clock there? Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1. A wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent seer is well ordered.
That's it. 37:23, give me a second witness.
Book of Sirach 37, verse 23. A wise seer instructs his people, and the fruits of his understanding will not.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So a wise seer's job is instruct his people in what? 9:27. What do a wise seer will instruct his people according to 1 Samuel 9:27? What would a wise seer do that we can read? 9:27, the book of 1 Samuel.
The book of 1 Samuel 9:27.
Yeah, one verse.
9:27. As they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel the seer said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before, and he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh.
And see, the seer's job is to make sure he shows anointed leadership one thing, the word of Yahweh. So the sixth anointed camp, understand one thing. We're not anti anybody, but we have to make sure the sixth anointed camp is equipped with one thing, the word of Yahweh. Because you will be on the clock, and you must have the proper answer, because he's going to require it at you. Let's run to Isaiah 6, verse 10 and see what he says. And I'm coming back to Jeremiah 28, verse number 8. But I want to back up and see what Jeremiah pulled that from. Jeremiah pulled something from Isaiah 6, verse 10. And what is on the table starting at 6, verse 10? We'll read a little bit to get our point. Isaiah 6, pick up the verse 10 there, Brother Yadav, as well.
The book of Isaiah 6, verse number 10 reads, make the mind of this people fat, make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes. If they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, understand with their minds, and convert and be healed.
Mm-hmm. So we got to make their mind fat. We got to and hope that it's up to them that they convert. Luke chapter 1, verse 17. What is all this about? What is all this about? Luke 1:17.
The book of Luke chapter 1, verse 17 reads, he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. To turn the mind of the fathers to the children, families, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for Yahweh.
Ain't that tough? See, we trying to make ready a people, but you're not going to get to Yahweh the way you want. You got to be made ready for Yahweh. So that's why you must be sitting in the ministry. That is a first Ezra, a verse 3. See, listen to me. We come on this network, and this ministry is aimed for the six anointed camp. Because sooner or later, we're telling you, the floodgates going to break out every direction. And all on their mind is where can I find the six anointed camps? You know, and we see all type of wicked devices and stone. We can get a little further than that based upon what was said. And when it was said, he said, listen, I'm coming to the Chicago, Illinois. And I tell you what, if I get opportunity, I will personally myself, I will make sure I will take the needle and shoot the voices of the true Israelites. I do it. He said, I do it. He said, I'm here. He said, those that are the six anointed camp come downtown while I'm here. I got my big bullhorn. I'm making a lot of noise down here. Come down here, and I will personally take care of you. You know, when you get memos in that line, knowing that this ministry is a load because something we saying, tension is all over the world. On the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. So we saying something, but we say it, and what you saying at WCC? No, I'm not gonna repeat that. Nope, I ain't gonna repeat that. So we'll leave that right there for a minute. Okay, so now, so we got to understand what Yahweh is saying. Six anointed camps. Listen to me carefully. We got to understand that this Bible is called. And now let's go to Jeremiah 28:8. You know, see, those that know how to do it, how to send them texts right on them boxes, see, the WCC and the whole lot of them know how to just send messages right across the stream on you to your computer only. And they can nuke your computer and get ready. They can do all this stuff, but they don't understand the Bible. How you can do so much, but you don't understand the Bible? That's the problem we make. So, you don't understand the Bible because there's a reason why. In Jeremiah 28, pick up verse 8. What does it say? 8 and 9.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 28, mm-hmm. verse number 8, verse number 9 reads. Book of Jeremiah 28, verse number 8. The seers that have been before me and before you of old prophesied both of many countries against great kingdoms of war, of evil, and of pestilence. Verse number 9. The shepherd which prophesied of peace, but the word of that shepherd shall come to pass. Then shall that shepherd be known that Yahweh have truly sent them.
So you got those that come and love to show you that it's a bright light coming after what's on the table. But I beg the difference I can read of 2nd Israel chapter 15. Think of verse 19. We'll read a little bit. We're just going to throw a few things on the table. We're going to just, like I said, you know that they got a, they at the discos or whatever, they got a board, and they'll scramble up a word. And they'll tell you, give you so much time to scrap to put it in pieces before the song come on. We're going to throw a lot of things out there on you. And just, you know, we'll leave you hanging, but we're going to state it up in time to come. In 2nd Israel chapter 15, verse 19, but we got to throw a lot of stuff out there on you. Have you burn your brain first. 2nd Israel chapter 15, verse 19. Now listen to this right here. Now remember we read in Amos 3, verse 7, if the lion, 7, 8, 9, the lion roar, and one thing about a lion, understand about the lion, and Proverbs 30, verse 30, do you know the precept of the lion roaring is in Proverbs 30, verse 30. What does it say in 30, verse 30 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse number 30 reads, book of Proverbs 30, verse 30. The lion, which is strong as among beasts, and turneth not away for it.
And the lion don't back down from any. So when we go to the 49th chapter, verse 1, 8 through 10, and then he tell you exactly who the lion is. Remember, the lion is not going to back down from any. So that's the spirit we're talking about, and that spirit we sit around in classes, and we saying, well, listen, the spirit is the spirit of the Bible. You'll know them, and I'll know them. And we send them, and we send them coming in our eyesight, and they and we see some that got to be built up. We see that, and the anointed teachers see that. You got some that is in them, but it got to be built up. And that's what we on the scene, so we don't have time for, you know, the backbiters, murmurs, and complainers, because we got to build up the spirits that want to be built up. And like we tell the one that wants to be built up, when you get this now, you have to, you know, got a better ass or whatever, y'all got to rehearse this and be stronger by the week. You should not come back with a digressed spirit the following week. Every week you should be stronger. And if we see that kind of process, then we'll know that what it says in Mark 12:48 there, brother, y'all got Israel? There's Luke 12:48. Which one? I tell Luke 12:48.
The book of Luke.
What about Luke 12:48?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 28 reads, but he or she that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. But to whomsoever much is given, of them shall much be required. To whom men have committed much, of them they will ask the more.
And see they do, and they'll ask for some more. See, that's the spirit we're talking about. Okay, give me some more. See, but much is given to you as much as required. So if much is given to you, much is required of you. This is a big job. And we have to see who able to deal with this big job to come. You can't take it personal, see? You got to take it scripture-wise. Much is given you in these scriptures, much is required. Because he's going to show you how to deal with this thing from biblically perspective. Now, case in point. 2nd Israel chapter 15, verse 19. Now, watch this right here.
The book of 2nd Israel 15, verse number 19 reads, a man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall destroy their houses, family, with the sword. Spoil their goods because of the lack of bread and for great tribulation.
He will have no pity because of the lack of bread. And he's going to destroy his neighbor. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? That's it. Give me a couple more verses just on Taylor. He's going to destroy his neighbor. Give me a couple more verses of that, brother Yahweh, as well.
Verse number 20. The whole say of Yahweh, I will call together all the kings of the earth to reverence me, which are from the rising of the sun, from the south, from the east, and Lebanon, to turn themselves one against another and repay the thing that they have done to them. Verse 21.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Right there. That's right there. And he said, so he gonna do the 13 verse 4 of Isaiah. So this is what he gonna do. See, this is what we gotta tell you. This is what he gonna do. See, what he gonna do is turn one against another. That's what he say he gonna do. What is he saying? And the 13th chapter, verse 4, he's talking to Isaiah. He talked to all of them. All we do is pull the verses. 13, verse 4 of Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah 13, verse number 4 reads, the noise of a multitude at the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gather together. Yahweh of hosts, mustering of the battle.
Yahweh is going to muster the host of the battle. See, that's the part we're trying to tell you, six anointed camp. Yahweh is going to muster the battle. He's going to bring it all together. He's going to put things in people's head. Okay? For example, you do your research on China and Taiwan. They ready to war against each other. China saying, Taiwan, you need to be up under our wings. Israel and Syria warring against each other. Israel is saying one thing. Syria saying, Israel, that's in the land, you supposed to be up under our wings. Okay? Good. So these things you can check on your computer about certain things about how China and Taiwan, they trying to get it on. In and out. Israel and Syria is trying to get it on. United States, only fear they have is teaming Russia. They brother, teaming Russia. So United States is watching Russia, and Russia is watching United States. Because Russia knows that according to prophecy, we will be the one, but we have to do some things to make it happen. We have to, in prophecy, you're on the 17th chapter there, Brother Yahweh Israel. What is going on in prophecy in the 17th chapter, verse 16? Let's see what we can read. This book right here had all answers. I mean, all answers. In the 17th chapter, verse 16, 16 and 17 says what?
The book of Revelation, chapter 17. Verse number 16 and verse 17 reads, book of Revelation 17, verse 16. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, he shall hate the whore, shall make her desolate, shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. Verse 17. But Yahweh put in their mind to fulfill his will, to agree, and to give their kingdom unto the beast, unto the word of Yahweh be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. So you see, Yahweh will intervene, and the 10 horns going to hate the whore. See, Roy, do you know what the 10 horns is? Mm-hmm. Look at your degrees you got. Do you know what the 10 horns is? And they going to hate the whore. And they going to get any power to the beast. Remember something about the Bible. The Bible has a timeline. You have a timeline on so much stuff that Steve Ray is, that we watch the best of them. But we want to come back with that in a minute. Now, pull up a statement. Now, you know what you just got through reading that, Brother Yahya Israel? You read something over there in 2 Israel 15:19. What did you read again in 15:19 again?
The book of 2 Israel, chapter 15, verse number 19, read. A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, shall destroy their houses, families, with the sword, spoil their goods, because of the lack of bread and for great tribulation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, put up Cosmo, C-O-S-T-C-O. Something they said, pull up C-C-O. Something they said in September the 23rd, They said something September the 23rd, 2021. Something they said there, Brother Yagdaias. What did Cosmo say? C-O-S-T-C-O. What did they say September 23rd, 2021? What did they say?
Read an article entitled Old Town. Bottle of water, purchases, again as COVID-19 cases surges.
They sound the alarm about what again? They sound alarm over what, Brother Yahya Israel? You know, what did they sound alarm about? What did they sound alarm about? September 23rd, maybe a year ago. What did they sound the alarm about?
Costco limits roll towel, bottle of water, purchases again as COVID-19 cases surges.
Mm-hmm. And they sound the alarm about major delays and shortness of household issues. He says it's going to be a shortage of things. You saw. He says, but this was, it wasn't told you on, you know, because they said that it's going to be a delay on some things. It's going to come again. A lot of delays on things that you normally, you know, come up. They got it written in September 23rd, 2021, that it's going to be they sound an alarm, but to the big dignitaries, that it's going to be a shortage coming up. A shortage coming up, and we just got through reading in the book of Ezra, 2 Ezra, way back there, that he was told about what they just sound the alarm about. So that's why I say it's so important to understand one thing, C. Ray. What you think you catching hot on the press? No, C. Ray. It's already been told in advance. Now let's go to or not, because see, Now when you do your little research about this right here, you will see more articles on them. They sound alarm, then you know there's going to be a delay in a lot of things. You say it's going to be the docks where people be put stuff together, going to be a delay in that. You say it's going to be a delay in trucks moving from to and fro places. It's not going to be able to get to where you know, most stores, you know, you always wait on their trucks to come. And they can restock themselves. A lot of things is going to be in a delay coming up. But but he told Ezra about this. Shoot. Before the birth of Yahweh the Son, they came in the body. You hear what we're saying? Let's go to 2 Ezra, chapter 16, pick up verse 16. Now we'll give a little bit more. 2 Ezra. Chapter 16, verse 16.
The book of 2 Ezra 16, verse 16 reads, like as an arrow which is shot of a mighty archer, returneth not backwards, even so the plague that shall be sent upon earth shall not return again.
What did he just say, C. Ryan? He's saying the plagues that have been sent from the Almighty Yahweh, it's not going to listen, see, right, it's never going to go back to way what you want it to be. It's not going to happen. Once he sent this plague out, it's going to increase. It's going to increase. It's going to get more and more. It will never be the good old days that you once seen prior to that, because he told Ezra, once it goes out, it's not coming back in. It will never be what they show you on that one eye Satan, according to Ezra. Now we're going to read a little bit more. Back to read 16 again. And the plagues you come out, what you got the name called COVID-19, 20, 21, 22, whatever you got on table. Listen, once the mighty archer, which is Yahweh, has shot it out there, it is not going to come back to him. Watch this. Let's read a little bit from 16. Think of it, verse 16. Let's read a little bit more.
Because like an Ezra 16, verse 16, like as an arrow, which is shot of a mighty archer, return not backwards. Even so the plague that shall be sent upon the earth shall not return again. Verse 17, woe is me, woe is me, who will deliver me in those days. Verse 18, the beginning of sorrow and great mourning, the beginning of famine and great death, the beginning of war and the power shall stand in fear. The beginning of evil.
Hold that for him. Get down verse 33 and 37. So you see, it's the beginning of it. See, we are bringing you to where you can put all the time you want, that one I say. But Yahweh have told the seers what to put in the book, and he also says, it's going to be also seals that open up the book. Huh? And they want to tell you exactly what time it is. But who got a ear to hear? Take it verse 33 out of verse 37. Listen to this.
Verse number 33. Second Ezra 16, verse 33. The virgin shall mourn, having no bridegroom. The woman shall mourn, having no husband. Your daughter shall mourn, having no helper. Verse 34. In the war shall their bridegroom be destroyed. Their husband shall perish of famine. Verse 35. Hear not these things and understand them, you servants of Yahweh. Verse 36. Behold, the word of Yahweh, receive it. Believe it. Believe not false Yahweh of whom Yahweh spake. Verse 37. Behold, the plagues draw not and are not slack.
But did you hear the man saying? Did you hear what the man saying about his servants? Listen to what he's saying now. Read verse 35 and 36 again. Listen carefully. Six them on the count. Listen carefully what he just said in verses 35 and 36. He's talking to Ezra the seer. What did he tell him again?
The book of 2nd Ezra 16, verse number 35. Hear now these things and understand them, you servants of Yahweh. Verse 36. Behold, the word of Yahweh, receive it. Believe not the false Yahweh of whom Yahweh speaks.
Take that, son. He said, now the servants of Yahweh, listen. And see that. See, you may see them trying to tell you, see, right? But the servants of Yahweh, he's telling you that you is a 54:17 of Isaiah. See, so look what he told the seers to pass on. The servants of Yahweh, don't you fear none of these things. You ain't got to, you don't have the problem, but remember, you must have some over your head, being a what? A servant of Yahweh. So if you're not a servant of Yahweh, this don't apply to you. So you out there with the rest of them. Now, it's up there. Read one time. WCC said, read it. One more time. That they got to take notes on that, Brother Yahweh Israel. 35 and 36. Read that again. But listen to what he said in 35 and 36. What did he say?
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verse 35. Verse 36 reads, verse 35, hear now these things and understand them, you servants of Yahweh. Verse 36, hear the word of Yahweh, receive it, believe not the false Yahweh, of whom Yahweh has faith.
So you see? You see what I'm saying? Now, he put it out there for you. He said, no, listen. Here it is for you, the servants of Yahweh. Don't believe none of what you run across with that one I see. He said, don't you believe servants of Yahweh. Now, what do you say? He's a servant of Yahweh. Don't you believe the servants of Yahweh.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
So he's talking to Ezra. He's telling Ezra, "Hey Ezra, you gonna hear some mighty tall talking." He said, "You're gonna hear it, Ezra." He said, "Well, listen, you tell the servants of Yahweh what I said." So you see, all we do, we just St. John 7:16. What do you say is in St. John 7:16 there, Brother Yahya Israel? What do you say in St. John 7:16?
The book of St. John.
Mm-hmm.
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 16 and verse 17 read. St. John, chapter 7, verse 16. Yahya the Son answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but he is that sent me. Verse 17. If any man or woman would do his will, he or she shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of Yahweh the Father, or whether I speak of myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm back to 2 Nail chapter 6 and pick up verse 22. Now, let's see what he told Ezra in 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 22. Let's see what he said to Ezra. You remember what Cosmo said? C-O-S-T-C-O. He says, is sounding alarm over major delays and shortage of household items. And we can go on and on, but like I said again, we can go on and on about certain of things, but we're going to get a lot of stuff that can be pulled up. Well, we can read together, but that's why we threw a name called Cosmo, C-O-S-T-C-O on the table, and then you go on your computer and pull up more than they said. So you get more and more and more. That's why we, you know, in class, we take care of our things in class, but on this short three-hour broadcast, listen, I say, short three-hour broadcast, things get away on the short 3 hours. You know, if the job ran fast in 3 hours at this broadcast, boy, we, you know, it would be something else of a job. Hot dog. Even school. 3 hours more to go in school, you feel like it's forever. But one thing about this broadcast, 3 hours. That's why you tell a brother, what's up? Tune to the broadcast, but just give me 10 minutes. Oh, I can give you 10 minutes. And you find out they be part of the three-hour group. Because this is the word of Yahweh. We open the books to you. Look what he says here. 2 Ezra 6:22. Now just think. After it's read. 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 22 is read a little bit there, Brother Yahweh.
The book of 2 Ezra 6, verse 22. And suddenly shall the sown places appear unsown. The full storehouse shall suddenly be found empty.
You see that? You mentioned it. He said, Ezra, it's going to come a day that things that sown gonna be unsown. He said, full storehouse, it's gonna be empty. They got a list, and you go on your computer. I'm trying to tell you things you can do for yourself. They got a list of 14 icon stores that went out of business. 14 icon stores. You just don't see them no more. They stores, and now you go to a store, you remember a little while ago, you could even find this, and it was empty. Full storehouses, and all of a sudden they empty. But look what it said. This is telling Ezra about the emptiness of the stores way back here before 96 A.D. Before Yahweh the Son was even came in the flesh. In 2 Ezra 6:22, it says, Thurland Dale should be placed in that full and appear again and turn you back again. Or now, and now you're walking in stores right now. And you start seeing things that's not there. My brother told me, he said, man, I've been going trying to look for me some tilapia fish. I can't even find it. And I asked the store owner, well, when is the next time you else? He said, I don't know, it's been about 2-3 months, but we had some of that. You always had this in here. See, right here. Did you hear what the man saying? He says in 6:22, storehouses is the one you see packed down. It's going to be nothing in there. And then we read earlier about this 2 Ezra 5:19. But you know, 5:19 has the precept to this right here. But we went around all the way. Come back to 2 Ezra 5:19. Again, brother, y'all got Israel. So what we trying to tell you, see, well, you listen, sitting on the couch. Full storehouse. You just got to experience that. And plus, it's going on right now. 14 major outlets have filed for bankruptcy. Now, you go on your computer. We're not going to do all that. You do that on your spare time. You know, do it on your spare time. And find out what is the name of some of the 14 major stores. It's no more. They'll file bankruptcy. Who is here in 2 Ezra 6:22? Suddenly, they're going to be, your store's going to be empty, and truck's going to be delayed. 2 Ezra 5:19. Now, we read from the Bible, right, from the left side of the Bible. You know what they want to tell you? Oh, that's done away with. You don't need the right left side of the Bible. See? Now, you see that? See right here. Well, look what we learned from the left side of the Bible. 2 Ezra 15:19 says what?
Book of 2 Ezra 15:19 reads, a man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall destroy their houses with the sword, spoil their goods because of the lack of bread for great tribulation.
Now what's that supposed to mean? Certainly stores is not going to have, you don't go there, you don't have a pocket full of money or your credit card or whatever, you don't get what you want to get. But you know your neighbor got something and you're going to knock on his door. You see. Hey, neighbor. And neighbor ain't going to answer. And you don't get aggressive. Neighbor, I know you got something in there. Why don't you give me somebody what you got up in there? Yeah, that's what they're talking about right here, Steve, right here. Because you're going to know your neighbor got something, and you starving, your baby's starving, and you got the money, but you don't have it, and you going to be saying, neighbor, give me some what you got. And neighbor will be holding out with some behind. He said, come through my door now. See? So, see, Roy, we're telling the Sixth Anointed Camp exactly what the man's saying. Now, and he told Ezra, in 6:22, you can go to stores, and what you're looking for is not going to be there. And he told you the mighty archer sent this plague out, and it's not going to return. So he tells you what you're not going back to the way it were. We tell you more as it unfolds. You study looking for a return or back to. That's why we read about China, Taiwan. What is they doing, C. Ray? They all making an alliance to get together. But the one that's making an alliance is get together is Big Keenan. Big Keenan, and that's why certain places they doing things now. And I gotta bring out another statement, but I'll bring out in a minute. See, Big Keenan, that's Big Russia. They understand more. That's why I said, Eric, can you give me some on a Russian icon? Can you give me anything? See, whatever you give me, I can go from there. Understand something, C. Ray. You think you're going to return back to the days where you just can skip it a loop? No. We just read in 2 Ezra. Let's read it again. More time, Brother Yahweh Israel. So we got plenty of time. We'll read again. Because one thing about it, C. Ray, we know this is the ministry to enlighten the six anointed camps. And we ought to be prepared to give them answers, and the ones that want to receive this to understand is no returning back to days of old the way you want it to be. Yahweh's way is going to stand. And that's why he says in 2 Ezra 16, let's read 16 down to 22. 16 to 22, listen good. 2 Ezra 16, 16 to 22 says what?
The book of 2 Ezra 16, verse number 16 to 22 reads, book of 2 Ezra 16, verse 16, like as an arrow which is shot of a mighty archer, return him not backwards. Even so the plague that shall be sent upon the earth shall not return again. Verse 17, woe is me, woe is me, who will deliver me in those days. Verse 18, the beginning of sorrow and great mourning, the beginning of famine and great death, the beginning of wars and the power shall be stand in fear, the beginning of evils. What shall I do with these evils shall come? Verse 19, behold, famine and plagues, tribulation and anguish are sent as scourges for amendment. Verse 20, for all these things they shall not turn from their wickedness. Now be always mindful of the scourges. Verse 21, the old victual shall be so good cheap upon earth that they shall think themselves to be in good case, and even then shall evil grow upon earth, sword, famine, and great confusion. Verse 22, for many of them that dwell upon the earth shall perish of famine, and the other that escape the hunger shall the sword destroy.
Now, you hear what the man said? You told the seer that is that what's going on right now? Is that what's going on right now as we speak? What does it say in verse 18, 19 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of 2 Ezra 16, verse number 18. The beginning of sorrow, great mourning, beginning of famine and great death, the beginning of wars and the powers shall stand in fear, the beginning of evil. What shall I do when these evils shall come? Verse number 19, the old famine, plagues, tribulation, and anguish are sent as scourges for amendment.
Yes, you hear that thing already? I keep saying, do you hear that? Do you hear what the man's saying? But what he says in 54:17 in Isaiah, what do he say? He started talking, but he had to pull that from somewhere, but he said something in 54:17. Again, what did he say? Do you remember? All we're saying is, what did he say? 57:17 of Isaiah.
Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahuwah, and their righteousness is of me, save Yahuwah.
Just now about 65, and let's get a second witness on that. 65:13-19. So you see the same thing, right? So you hear what he's saying. Do you hear what he's saying? If you are serving of Yahuwah, you hear what he's saying. But if you straddle the fence, and that's what I'm saying got you down, you will never see eye to eye. And that's why it tell you. That's why it's always tell you in 27:12 of Sirach. That's why it's very important to understand what's said in 27:12 of the book of Sirach. What did it say that about the Yahuwah Israel?
The book of Sirach 27:12. It'll be among the indiscreet. Observe the time. To be continually among men and women of understanding.
Ain't that something? He said, you round the one that always can tell you more than seven watches. They always can tell you something because of their feelings, their emotions. But they can never hook up with the Bible saying. The Bible is going to stand. How do Ezra know exactly what's going on today on the left side of the book? He's telling Ezra, that means everything has been called, see, right? If Ezra is writing what's going on today, that means the Almighty must already understand what 46:9-11 mean, backed up with 48. Well, do 48:1, 2, and 3 first. Let's do Isaiah 48:1, 2, and 3, then go to, which one is first, 46? Give me 46:9-11. Then go to 48 chapter. Which one is first? It ain't no different how you do it. Let's see what he says in Isaiah 46:9-11 and 48:1, 2, and 3. Now, again, let's go see what he say.
Book of Isaiah chapter 46:9-11. Book of Isaiah 46:9. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yahuwah. There is none else. I am Yahuwah, and there is none like me. Verse 10. Declare the end from the beginning, and from the ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse number 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that execute my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I purpose it. I will also do.
48:1, 2, and 3.
Isaiah 48:1, 2, and 3. Book of Isaiah 48:1. Hear you this, O family of Israel, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Yahuwah Judah, which swear by the name of Yahuwah, and make mention of Yahuwah of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Verse number 2. For they call themselves of the righteous city, to stay themselves upon the Yahuwah of Israel. Yahuwah of hosts is his name. Verse 3. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth out of my mouth, and showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass.
Yes, he right. Again, he tell you, he called the end from the beginning. So whatever you see on that one-eyed Satan, don't you know he told Ezra passed on to the next seer, and he passed on to the next seer, and we reading the Bible, and what's going on today, you reading it right now. This is on a, and you don't want to do nothing this man telling you to do. And he's telling Ezra blow by blow what they're going to say and what they're going to do. Okay? Blow by blow. But then he also says in Isaiah 65, now let's read 13 through 19. Now let's read it, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Isaiah 65, with that understanding. Now we're going to Isaiah 65 and pick it up verse 13 down to verse 19. Listen to this.
The book of Isaiah 65. Verse number 13 through 19 reads, Book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 13. And for thus saith Yahweh, behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Verse 14. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of mind, but you shall cry for sorrow of mind. You shall howl for vexation of spirit. Verse 15. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my children. For Yahweh shall slay you, call his servant by another name. Verse 16. That he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in Yahweh of truth. He or she that sweareth in the earth shall swear by Yahweh of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes. Verse 17. For behold, I create new heaven, new earth. The former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Verse 18. But be you glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Yahweh Judah, a rejoicing, and a people a joy. Verse number 19. Verse number 19, I rejoice in Yahweh Judah, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her.
Or the yes, you're right. Solomon's the wisest man in the world. So he says, Isaiah pulled that, but he said, my servant is going to eat. My servant's going to drink. My servant's going to rejoice. See? Now what he said about his servants, and guess what? You know what the servants going to be doing? And all six anointed captives thirsting? Right? We're going to be eating and drinking, and we're going to be rejoicing. Huh? Now what he said we're going to do? So Thursday night, guess what we're going to be doing in them white garments? What you mean? What's the reason why they're going to be white? Oh. The reason they're going to be white? Give me Revelation 19, verse number 7 and 8. Why will it be white? I know the Bible says so. Let's see why will it be white on the feast day. I'll give you an answer, WCC.
Book of Revelation 19.
Yeah, about 7 and 8.
And verse number 8 reads, Book of Revelation 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice. Give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. Verse number 8. To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Ain't that so? So you see, I mean, we won't be doing something just to get a pat on the back. We just look at the scriptures and saying, we want Yahweh to intervene. So he's saying, listen, if I can recognize you, if I cannot recognize you, because the lead teacher brought up all these other major big camps. Everybody already had something, but they had it from watching the moon. And everybody watched the moon, came up with, every last one of them came up with six different answers to having the beast or the boar or born child. Why did they do that? And a lot of them called over into the land of Yahweh Judah, Ludicrous Jerusalem, and asked them, what the old moon doing over there, see? But how could everybody look at the same moon and come up with everybody got a different day? Told you in third chapter of First Corinthians, Yahweh is not divided. Yahweh told you in the sixth chapter, was around about 36 Jubilees. What did he tell you about that moon stuff anyway, Brother Yahweh? He told Moses about the moon stuff. He said, now listen, you tell those that come about this moon stuff. In the sixth chapter, around about verse 36, what did he say about what did he say, Brother Yahweh?
The book of Jubilees 6, verse 36 reads, for there will be those who are after there, for there will be those who will assuredly make observation of the moon now it disturbeth the season, coming in from year to year, 10 days too soon.
Now you see that, T. Ray? Now they don't have their feast days 10 days too soon. They weary themselves, and he told you in Jeremiah chapter 10, 1 and 2, pertaining to the moon period. He told you about the moon period in Jeremiah, and everything up in the way he made it plain by Jeremiah the seer to tell those that of Israelite descent. 10, 1 and 2. What did he say in 10, 1 and 2?
The book of Jeremiah 10, verse number 1 and 2 reads, Jeremiah 10, verse 1, hear you the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O family of Israel. Verse number 2, thus saith Yahweh, learn at the way of the nation, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the nations are dismayed at them.
He tell you what not to do, and you do it anyway. He always tells the seer to tell the children of Israel what not to do. 238-40 of 2nd Ezra. He tells the children of Israel what not to do for him to intervene. And we still don't do what he says. And all we're doing is rehearsing what he's saying and commenting on what he's saying. But he says in 2nd Ezra, 238-40.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, verse number 38-40 reads. Book of 2nd Ezra 2, verse number 38. Arise up and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahuwah. Verse 39. Which are departed from the shadow of the world, that receive great garments of Yahuwah. Verse 40. Take your number, O Yahdah Judah, do the word Zion. Shut up those of thine that are clothed in Torah instruction. First five book of Yahuwah.
Is the one that clothed in white, you fulfilling what is written in Torah instruction. You know, that's why you wear white on the feast day, because you fulfilling what is said. And he's going to tell you in 7th chapter, Matthew something. He's going to tell you in the 7th chapter of Matthew, what are they going to say? And he's going to tell you something. He all going to let you get you a bunch of gum in there. In the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew, pick up verse 21. And let's take it down to verse number 23. So he always, you know, one thing, but all his power, He'll allow you to get into the bump the gun contest. Then he'll respond to you. That's why I tell the six anointed camps and all the anointed teachers say the same thing. We can't win this part. What did it say? 7:21-23. What did it say?
Book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21-23 reads. Book of Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he or she that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils. And in your name done many wonderful works. Verse 23. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me. You, that thing.
Hey, that's something. You hear the name of Sam? People say, oh, yeah, you know my name, Mr. Four-Letter Man? Oh, that's really nice of you. But why do you do what the Four-Letter Man told you to do? I spoke to the seer. Then they make it plain. Oh, I don't like the way they said it. Well, hey, it's a lot of things I didn't like, but my father laid it to me, and I passed on to the member spirit, and they passed down to sin. Seals passed down to the elders. The elders passed down to the who? Who come out there? The teachers, the fathers. The fathers call the mothers to the side. The mothers call the children. That's just the protocol. You're not going to break the protocol. The way the protocol is, you're not going to break it. Well, you might well get with it. The protocol is going to stand. Leviticus 25, and they come on back to 8 through 13. Leviticus 25, verse 55, then come on back to 8 through 13. What does it say?
The book of Leviticus 25, verse 55, verse number 8 through 13 reads. Book of Leviticus 25, verse 25. For unto me, the family of Israel are servants. They are my servants. Who I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh. Verse number 8. And I shall number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 times 7 years. In the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Verse number 9. Then shalt thou call the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of the atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. Verse number 10. You shall hallow the 50th year. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. You shall return every man unto his possession. You shall return every man unto his family. Verse number 11. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap. That which goeth of itself in it, nor gather the grape in it of thy vine undressed. Verse number 12. But in the jubilee, it shall be righteous unto you, shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. Verse 13. In the year of this jubilee, shall return every man unto his possession.
So the reason why to keep the feast days is tell you exactly about, you know, the more blowing the trumpets, and he tells you the more blowing the trumpets in the 27th chapter of Isaiah, verse 12 and 13. See, we know we're going to eat them up. We know we're going to drink them up. And we know we're going to skin and grain. We know that already. But we clear that we're going to make sure you clear, understand that what this day is pointing is getting you prepared for you to go home. Because he told you in Michael 2 verse 10 of a bound statement. What did he say in Michael 2 verse 10 before we go to Isaiah? Brother Yahweh 27, 12 and 13. What did he tell you in Michael 2:10?
Book of Micah 2 verse number 10 reads, arise you and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you. Even with a sword destruction.
Mm-hmm. Again, he told John to wrap it up in 18 verse 4 on the same thing. What did he tell him in 18 verse 4? Same thing.
The book of Revelation.
18 verse 4.
The book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of my people. That you be not partakers of her sin, that you receive not of her plagues.
You see that thing, right? So you hear the man saying? He tells you it's up to you. You know, it's up to you to do battle. It's up to you to take, you know, the spirits you got in you, put those spirits to the side. And say, look here, according to this Bible, sooner or later, I better do battle. Sooner or later, I open my mouth, I better talk Bible. Sooner or later, it's up to you. Now, what you reading now, Brother Yahweh Israel? What was we holding?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 27, verse 12 and verse 13.
Yes, sir.
Book of Isaiah 27, verse number 12. It shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall beat up from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt. You shall be gathered one by one, O you family of Israel. Verse 13. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown. They shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria. And the outcast in the land of Egypt shall worship Yahweh in the righteous mountain and Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm. So let you know you in every nation upon the sun. He said, but the great trumpet is going to sound, and Yahweh will start gathering you from every nation that you're in. So you're just not over here in the United States of America. You also in every nation upon the sun, because the number of you is a 2460. Do you know the number of you is a 2460 in Genesis? What is it say in 24 verse 6 of Genesis?
Book of Genesis 24, verse number 60 reads. Genesis 24, verse 60. They blessed Rebekah and said unto her, you are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands, of millions. And let your seed possess the gate of those which hate them.
Your thousand million seed, Ryan. And you're thousand and million, so it's no place that you're not there already. You're thousand and million as a people. So the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, it says something, it makes a profound statement in the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. What is saying the wisdom of Solomon there, Brother Yahjah Israel, verse 9 and 10?
The book of wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse number 9, verse number 10 reads, book of wisdom of Solomon 12, verse number 9. Now that thou was unable to bring the unyakwali under the hand of the righteous in battle, or to destroy them at once with cruel beasts, or with one rough word, verse number 10. But executing thy judgment upon them by little and little, I gave them place of repentance. Not being ignorant that they were a naughty generation, that their malice was bred in them, that their cogitation would never be changed.
You hear what the man said? You hear what the man saying? Do you hear what the man is saying? Read verse 10 again. Do you hear? Sitting on the count. You hear what the man is saying? What is he saying in verse 10? What is he saying?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse number 10 reads, but executing your judgment upon them by little and little, you gave them place of repentance, not being ignorant that they were a naughty generation. That their malice was bred in them, and that their cogitation would never be changed.
He gave a people knowing that they not going to do it, but by being a fair almighty one, he give them room to repent. But he said, they're not going to do it. He said, they're not going to repent. They're going to take days all the way in. See, right, you the man just said. He said he gave them room. He gave them space to repent. Now, who's on record is not going to repent? On record. I mean, see, we kind of keep away. You just on record. So he said, now, you read that from the wise man of the word. That's on the left side of the book. Now, who is the people in this Bible just not going to repent? They're going to take it all the way in. The wise man in the world, that Yahweh said, I gave them space to repent, but they're not going to do it. Then you just take your Bible and precept and go to the book of Hebrew. A little title called Hebrew. Then you just find out who in the Bible, I don't care what it says, what they're not going to do, they're not going to repent. They don't take their end all the way in, and who gonna do that we can read? They gonna take their end all the way in. Let's see what it says in the book of Hebrew, through the title called Hebrew chapter 12. Who on record is gonna hold on to what they working with all the way in? Chapter 12, verse 16 and 17. Let's see what the Bible says. What does the Bible say? What does it say that, Brother Yahjah Israel? Who will go all the way for what they own.
The book of Hebrews. Look at the word Hebrew, chapter 12, verse 16 and 17. Book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau and his five sons, who for one morsel of meat sold their birthright. Verse 17. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
He said they'll cry the storm. They'll be so convincing that they also. He said they'll act like they're crying talking to you. Telling you, but they're not going to repent. They're not going to tell you the truth, see, right? So, and you will kick against something when you join you in the Bible. It is a people called Esau and his five sons. They're going to play their end all the way to the end, and they not going to repent. Although they're going to sound very convincing to you. Huh? They sound very convincing, don't they? Don't they sound very convincing to you? To me?
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10 and 11 says, what, Brother Yahya, where? What do, and 3, 11, we'll close out with that. What do Revelation chapter 2, John writing the end time prophecy. What he says in 2 verse 10 and 11 and 3 verse 10 and 11. And we'll cut it right there and we'll look for our elders and bring him in. What did he say about the young guy as well?
Book of Revelation 2, verse 10 and 11 read. Book of Revelation chapter 2, verse number 10. Book of Revelation chapter 2. Verse number 10, read, Revelation 2, verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. You may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Verse number 11. He or she that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit said unto the 12 tribes of Israel, including the word churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
3:10-11.
Look at Revelation 3, verse 10 and 11. Revelation 3, verse 10. Because I have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man or woman take your crown.
Closing statement. What the closing statement is behind that, Brother Yahdai Israel, see Rush.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel. A seed royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Yahdai Israel. So, I remember Nebuchadnezzar told Zedekiah. He said, you knew that it was written that these things supposed to happen to you. And it was written in history what I supposed to do to you. I supposed to kill your kids and then put your eyes out. Right? Right. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill your kids when you see them. You're going to put your eyes out. So he told Zedekiah, the last king Israel ever had. He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill your kids when you see it. Then we'll put your eyes out. Because it's written. See, Roy, the Bible, the story is told. This is not a novel. So, that's what Yahweh said. It's on the table. Yahweh talking. And the world talking. So that's what he was trying to tell you in prophecy. He told everybody in Bible, everybody will be tried. Now, what they do is up to them. You heard what he said, and you heard what the world said, right? Right?
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Well, bring the LA for closing thoughts and then one thing. Tell talk, blog talk. We live on both networks. Any question pertaining to anything that's been said, step to the microphone. They had an old record called Voice Your Choice. You reading Bible, you hearing Bible. The elderly, you're on the clock for your clothes. Come on.
Once again, Dr. Bosch is here as well. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we thank all of you for continuing to listen.
We're saying, WCC, the elder's microphone is breaking up. You talk a little while and then bring him back in. Oh, okay. All right. Elder, Mr. Tibbetts, the WCC say your microphone is breaking up. And I was just getting ready to try to grab some. So if it's a radio station, they said so. We'll give you a chance to make adjustments in your microphone because you're breaking up, according to them. And when it comes down to that kind of information, they on top of that. But they ain't not on top of the Bibles, but they on top of information. And like you said, Steve, where do you get this information from, Steve? I said, no, I get mine from the Bible. Are you in any of our meetings? No, I'm not in none of your meetings. Get my information from the Bible. Let's bring that elder back in again, and let's see, has his microphone been made any kind of adjustment with, but we can hear him real plainly. Because when the elders speak, we're supposed to hear. Elder, Mr. Tibbetts, you back on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh Bosch is here as well. And before I continue, I will take a sound check.
Well, the WCC says your microphone have made no adjustment. And when we talk another minute then, we talk another minute then. And give you a chance to make an adjustment on the microphone. But one thing about it, this Bible, it speaks, and it made it plain when Jeremiah said in 4:19, he made it plain saying, he said, I hate it. I'm the one got to always bring the message because I like to get a pat on the back every now and then. So now I can really feel that what he's saying because, Seer made it, but I found out about a pat on the back. I did find out something about a pat on the back. He was told to me back in the day, he said, listen, you want to get a pat on the back? He said, measure. It's only 6 inches from a kick in the ring. Oh, so don't be worried about the pat on the back. You just do the will that what the man give you. So if he gives you a talent to bring his word, and you see that if any group that is can do it better than the Sixth Anointed Camp, then you join that group. Out of my eyes, I just got to call it like it is. I don't know no ministry that can teach better than the Sixth Anointed Camp. I don't know. If it is any ministry on the face of the planet that can teach better than the six anointed camps. What's the name of it? What's their name? Tell me. What is their name? Because mostly everybody done had the feast day already. So that means they had it then they have it according to Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. The Bible said man live by every word that he say. So the word he said that his feast days is on, we're supposed to follow as it is written. That was taught in the last night lesson. So if we follow as it is written, the feast day will be Thursday night. If you're doing it as it's written, and now we read 8 verse 3 of Deuteronomy, man live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. If that's so, then we live by every word, not no blue moon, blood moon, dark moon, no kind of moons. We live by what the man tells us to do according to the feast day. He said, on the feast day, you have white garments on, gold fringes with them. You eat them up, drink them up, and teach them up first. Then you eat them up, drink them up, and then have mellow music in between. That's what he said to do. And you know what? We're going to follow every step to the level this Thursday night and all six on the count. And sooner or later, we'll be able to mash them all together. That's what we tell you. Banquet hall, big piece of land to grow our own vegetables. Because we read over in 622 that the store's gone. You go there and peep on it according to Ezra in 622, second Ezra. He said, you know, the store's gonna get empty one day. And Cosmo and already blew the horn on September 23rd, 2021. He said, Cosmo is sounding alarm over to his peoples. Major delays and shortages on household items. And you can find more about COSTCO. You can find out more about them by going on your computer and just find out what this is. They done told you a year ago what's going on. But Ezra told you before, 1,000 years ago, what's going on. So who you going to believe? They blowing the alarm. But Ezra already told Yahweh and our system of spirit to correct these people, get them prepared for what you're going on now. And he said, a strong archer from heaven is the one that sent the plagues out. And they're not coming back to me. You understand the man saying? They're not coming back to him. So what you see on the table now is going to only escalate. What you saying, WCC? Well, here, we want to mute the elder. What about that? You'll mute the elder. Well, it's your radio station. You can do what you want to do. All right, well, we just go to the mothers. I said, okay, well, you do what you got to do. We go to the mothers. Then we hear the elder on Cal Talk. So you go and do what you got to do. Your radio station. But we still going to listen to what you're saying. Okay, well, I have it your way. We're going to find the mothers out of Camp 1 and bring them in. And Elder, you be muted off of this broadcast tonight, according to the WCC. And let's see if we find the mothers out of Camp 1. One thing about the mothers, they look at the same two pages of the book. And that's what it's all about. You know, the mothers on point. So we're going to look for the mothers. And I'm going to bring the mothers in out of Camp 1. And so when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh bid you that seed right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seroah. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, Mother D.F. Israel, like I said again, we knew these days were coming. And we go back a long way on these days, so we send it on bold itself. So what kind of comment you got to say behind that?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. See, that's what I'm talking about. We go find Mother E. Let's find out Mother E. And Mother Z. Spread the microphone back a little piece, and we're going to She can we get old mother Eve in and bring her in for the nice broadcast. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp One, Mother E, Mother Z, Mother E, Mother E, that's why I beat you there, Steve Ray.
She's not putting up to it, Chill.
What you say that, mother?
She's not putting up to it right now.
All right. Okay, well, tell her just listen in, and one thing about it, the word of Yahuwah will always take over everything, the word of Yahuwah. We all going to be tried on everything. So we all are going to be tried on everything. So the word of Yahuwah is going to stand. That's one thing we do know. The word of Yahuwah is going to stand. And we're going to be tried. And we have to lead by example because we're going to be tried. So Mother E, just right back and just listen to the broadcast and we'll see what we can get in and grand style. Now, Mother E of Israel, we want to take a look at a statement that is written in Psalms. Do we want to get some Psalms? Let's go to the book of Psalms for a minute. Psalms 107. We're going to Psalms 107.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look at verse number 8 through 14. That will be, we're going to see if we get some out of Psalm 107, verse 8 down to verse 14. What does it say?
Psalms 107, verses 8 to 14. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise Yahuwah for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 9. For he satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hunger soul with goodness. Okay, I'm trying to say. Verses 10. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. 11. Because they rebelled against the word of Yahuwah and committed, contended the covenant, the counsel of the Most High. Verse 12. Therefore he brought down their minds with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Verse 13. Then they cried unto Yahuwah in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. 14. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in thunder.
Mm-hmm. But who did all that in verse 13? Who did all that again in verse 13? No,
verse
13.
107, verse 13. Then they cried unto Yahuwah in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress.
Oh, and back up one more verse. So he's saying he got great ears, and yeah, back up one more verse.
Verse 12. Therefore he brought down their minds with labor. They fell down and there was none to help.
Okay. So they fell down and there was none to help. Good. We read the early part of Proverbs. But what happened in the next verse? The one that fell down, yeah, they had an out card in the next verse. What's the next verse said?
13. Mm-hmm. Then they cried unto Yahweh in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress.
Oh, so Yahweh will wait on you. He'll wait on you to cry to him. He'll wait on you to cry to him. Then he'll step to the plate and take care of his business with you. So that's precept of wisdom, Solomon, chapter 3. So Yahweh is saying the power of what he'll do. He's saying what he'll do when you keep him the way he tell you to keep him. He's telling you what he'll do. We're going to Wisdom of Solomon chapter 3, 9 down to verse 15. Let's see what the Wisdom of Solomon got to say in chapter 3, verse 9 to 15.
The Wisdom of Solomon chapter 3, verses 9 to 15. Verse 9. They that put their trust in him shall understand the truth, and such as be faithful in love shall abide with him. For mercy and mercy is to his twelve tribes of Israel. And he has care for his elect. Verse 10. But the unyakwali shall be punished according to their own imaginations, which have neglected the righteous and forsaken Yahweh. Verse 11. For whosoever despise wisdom and nurture, he is miserable, and their hope is vain, their labor unfruitful, and their works unprofitable. Verse 12, their wives are foolish, and their children wicked. 13, their offspring is cursed. Therefore, blessed is the barren that is undefiled, which has not known the sinful bed. She shall have fruit in the visitation of souls. 14. And blessed is the eunuch which, which with his hand has wrought no sin, nor imagined wicked things against Yahweh. For unto him shall be given the special gift of faith, belief, and an inheritance in the temple of Yahweh more acceptable to his mind. Verse 15, for honor is the fruit of good labor, and the root of wisdom shall never fall away.
Mm-hmm. What did verse 14 say again?
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 14. And blessed is the eunuch which with his hand have wrought no sin, nor imagined wicked things against Yahweh. For unto him shall be given the special gift of faith, belief, and an inheritance in the temple of Yahweh more acceptable to his mind.
Think around that verse 9 again, because you know you're saying a lot of things, so you let us know how to receive blessings. You're making a claim there, Mother dear of Israel, and that verse 14 is telling something, but he also put a name on who he was talking to. Pick up again at verse number 9 again.
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 3, verse 9. Mm-hmm. They that put their trust in him, Yahweh, shall understand the truth. And such as be faithful in love shall abide with him. For mercy and mercy is to his saints, the 12 tribes of Israel, and he has care for his elect.
So he got careful. So he said he got careful his elect. That's real nice. So now we get somewhere. So this right here is applies to his elect. So what he's saying, the door is open for his elect. So just because you are Israel, that don't make you elect. You got according to I know I'm Israel, but I understand that, but he said he got a requirement for his elect. Because John made a statement in the book of Matthew, John said something in the book of Matthew chapter 3 there. I think so, of Israel. He said something that we can read. We're trying to make sure whatever he said that we can read what he said, and we're going to take a peek at what he said. He made a final statement in Matthew chapter 3, speaking with verse number 8 and 9. What did he say in verse 8 and 9?
Matthew chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Verse 8, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. Verse 9, and think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
So you could be knowing that you Israel and knowing the name. But that is not going to make you Israel because you Israel and I know the name. He is Israel. I mean, you have to, and it's probably already there. Let's go to the Matthew chapter. A little bit more to it. Oh, I know I'm Israel. Okay. And then it says something in the same book, the 16th chapter of Matthew, about the elect of Israel. He says something. What he says in the 16th chapter, verse 27 and 28, to his elect of Israel. What he says in Matthew 16, 27 and 28. What do you say there, Mother?
Matthew chapter 16, verse 27 and 28. Verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the honor of his Father with his ministering spirit, and then he shall reward every man or woman according to their work. 28. Truly I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
So Yahweh said again, you can be Israel, but if your work was on one of your ATM cards or your bank slip, when you push it into the teller, how much will they acknowledge it? What would they say? Something in there? Or would it be insufficient funds? If he's telling you right now, Steve Ray, if you ain't got no work, in 2 Ezra 9, verse 7, he's making it plain. Now, Ezra, remember, Ezra's been talking all day in his lesson. He said something in 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7. So if your works was on your ATM card or you writing on your slip, your works, and you give it to your teller, you know, give me Israel back. No, we can't give you nothing back. But what we can do is call security. We can do that much for you because you're holding the line up. But you're holding the line up, we can call security on you. That's all we can do for you. That's what Yahweh's going to tell you if you don't have no work sin. Work sin, see, right? much as given in 12:48 of Luke, much is required, you're supposed to ask for more. So if you refuse to do more, you just gonna go with the flow. Just pack your room. That's up to you. What it says in 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7.
2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7. And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works and by the covenant whereby you have believed.
So, Mother D.F. Israel, how is this going to work according to what we just got to read? Because this help them, this master Lord, and tell them exactly what he just said.
You got to be covenant doers. Keep the word of Yahweh.
Otherwise, if you don't have no work in, why are you in the paycheck line? So we're telling you up front, there's no way you're going to get in unless you line up with the Bible. You must have work. And Yahweh sees, he sees your work through the six anointed camps of bosses of a Jewish life. So if you got no work in the bosses of a Jewish life, six anointed camps, Yahweh is not going to see nothing you're doing. But that's how he sees. Second book of Ezra, 2:27. Let's read a little bit. Second book of Ezra, chapter. This is the minister. It's telling you what time it is. It's up to you to believe it before it's too late. Second Ezra, chapter 2, pick up verse 27.
Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 27. Be not weary, for when the day of trouble and heaviness come, others shall weep and be sorrowful, but you shall be merry and have abundance.
Yeah. So that means everybody going to get a day of trouble. Everybody going to get, but he done told you what to do. Read a little bit more.
Verse 28. The nations shall envy you, but they shall be able to do nothing against you, says Yahweh.
You man just said, he said, the nation, they're going to envy you. But they're going to be able to do nothing against you. Give me another verse.
29. My hand shall cover you so that your children shall not see hell.
Ain't that something? You hear that man just saying? He said, listen, I got you, but the key to it, do you got me? It only works if you got me. But he got written in Proverbs 28, verse 9, he's making the real plan. If you got me, I got you. But Proverbs speaks for itself in 28, verse 9. What does it say in 28, verse 9?
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9. And it reads, he that turneth away his ears from hearing Torah instruction, even his prayer shall be abomination.
He said, if you turn away your ears from hearing and doing the Torah instruction, first five books, your prayer to him is an abomination to him. Now look what you ran to. So things happen. Yahweh gonna do one thing according to 9:14 a day. We ain't got nothing written down. This is what Yahweh gonna do. He said, if you turn your ear, your foot, from doing what he got written in his Bible, when you pray, call on him, your prayer is an abomination to him. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, 14. Well, in fact, read 9:9 and give me a name. Now I'm read verse 9:6 and let you know who mustered the battle. Let's go to our 9:6. Get warmed up. Well, let's go to Daniel. Yeah, 9:6.
So
get warmed up in Daniel, chapter 9.
Daniel.
Get warmed up in Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. Let me hear you get warmed up there, my dear Israel. Get warmed up in Daniel 9, 6.
Okay. Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. Yeah. Daniel chapter 9, verse 6, and it reads, neither have we listened unto your servant, the seer, the seers, which spake in your name to our king, our prince, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Verse 7.
Think of verse 10.
Oh, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. Daniel 9:10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh, our Yahweh, to walk in his Torah instruction, which he set before us by his servants, the seers.
That's how he operates. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's how he operates. Before you get anything, that's how he operates, unless you call the man off. You know what you're talking about. You know what he said, verse 11.
Daniel 9:11. Yea, all Israel have sinned your Torah instruction, even by departing, that they might not obey your voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the Torah instructions of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, because we have sinned against him.
Verse 13 and 14.
Verse 13. As it is written in the Torah instruction of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet may we not our prayer before Yahweh our Yahweh, that we might turn from our sins and understand your truth. Verse 14. Therefore has Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for Yahweh, our Yahweh, is righteous in all his works, which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice.
Amen. So Yahweh said, I'm just going to watch over the evil. I see the evil coming on you. I see the evil coming on you and us. I'm just going to let it happen to you. You ain't listening to what he's saying. He says in Isaiah 64:4-7, he said, what are you going to do? He's just going to watch you. Matter of fact, let's precept that in 9:31 on the right side of the book. It's going to be St. John 9:31. And he'll tell you again about what he said in 28 verse 9. So you can pack the room, do all you can, but if you ain't got Yahweh right, King, we don't have you right. That's simple as that thing, right? Oh, I'm just waiting to hear the ball can. Okay, good. But do you hear what he's saying in 9:31 of St. John? What he's saying in 9:31 of St. John?
St. John chapter 9, verse 31. Now we know that Yahweh here is not sinner, but if any man or woman be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will, him he hears.
So you see that? So you see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we so confused. We always, what happened? What's that? What? Yahweh said, I don't hear you. So first of all, you're not going to be heard until you follow what's written in his Bible. If you don't have no works, you this paycheck in here, you'll never get spiritually. Let's run to Isaiah 64. Let's run to, because he's gonna say something in Isaiah 64, verse 4 down to verse 7. Let's see what he say to Isaiah the seer in the 64th chapter, verse 4 down to verse 7. What do you say there, mother? Be it Israel.
Okay, I was right. Isaiah 64,
Mm-hmm. Go down to verse 7.
Isaiah 64, verse 1 to 4. I mean,
well,
1 to 7.
Well, make it 4. Pick it for verse 4 and 7.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 64, verses 4 to 7. Verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, man have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen. O Yahweh, beside you, what he has prepared for him or her that waiteth for him. Verse 5. Thou meetest him that rejoice and worketh righteousness, those that remember in your ways. Behold, you are wroth, for we have sinned and these is continuing. And we shall be saved. Verse 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our sins like the wind have taken us away. Verse 7. And there is none that call upon your name that stirs up himself to take hold of you. For thou hast hid your face from us and has consumed us because of our sin.
He said, Yahweh, he'll hid his face from you because you sinned against me. He said, you sinned against me. And we read there in the opening part of the lesson, he made a profound statement, but we brought that verse out in the spirit, so I don't know what it were. If that was then. So in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8, so he said, you sinned against me. And as long as you sinned against me, 12 tribes of Israel, your prayer will not get past your ankle. Until you do what the man got written in his book.
Mm-hmm.
You keep the Sabbath day, 6 locations. Huh? You got some cleanses on? No. You keep the feast day? No. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you're not doing his will, you're doing your own will. And all you're doing your own will, you're sinning against it. 6 locations. Get into one. Come in with big ears, little mouth, with some fringes on. Because the time's going to run out. Zephaniah 3 verses. Skip down to 12 through 14.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse what?
Zephaniah chapter 3.
Yeah.
Verse 8. Skip down to 12 through 14.
12.
Then 16 to 20. Zephaniah. Chapter 3,
verse 8.
Skip down to 12, down to 14. Then skip down to 16 and 20. And this is going to tell a story. We're going to hear and see what he say. What did he say?
Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 8, skips down to 12 to 14, 16 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Here I go. Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 8. Therefore, wait you upon me, says Yahweh, until the day that I raise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nation that I may assemble the kingdom to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Verse 12. I will also leave in the midst of you an and afflict and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Yahweh. Verse 13. The remnant of Israel shall not do sin, nor speak lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Verse 14. Sing, O daughters of Yahdah Judah. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the mind, O daughters of Yahdah Judah. Verse 16 to 20. Verse 16. In that day it shall be said to Yahdah Judah, fear you not. And to Yahdah Judah, let not thine hand be slack. Verse 17. Yahweh your Yahweh in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. Verse 18. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of you, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. 19. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict you, and I will save her and gather her that has driven out, and I will get them praises and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Verse 20. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says Yahweh. Hallelujah.
That's big talking there. What he said in verse 8 again? But he said something in verse 8. What did he say?
In verse 8. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8. Therefore, wait you upon me, says Yahweh, until the day that I raise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nation that I may assemble the kingdom to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all earth.
What?
Okay. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy.
Mother, D.F. Israel, help me out, Mother. D.F. Israel. What is he saying? What is he saying in verse 8? What is he saying in verse 8? Huh? But what did he tell us to do in verse 8?
Verse 8. Zephaniah 3:8. Therefore wait you upon me, said Yahweh, until the day I raise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nation that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them my indignation. Even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy.
Mm-hmm. So what are you telling us to do that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Wait on Yahweh.
Oh, that what he's saying? Oh,
yeah.
So that what he's for us to do. So that's what he's telling us to do. Let's go to Psalm 37, 35 through 40. Let's run it down. Yeah, Psalm 37, verse 35 down to verse 40. Because he's telling you why you need to wait on him. He's going to tell you why you need to wait on him. Right in Psalms 37, verse 35 mm-hmm. through 40. He's going to break down why you need to wait on him in Psalms 37, 35 through 40. What did he say that, Mother Dear Israel?
Psalms 37, 35 to 40, verse 35. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. 36. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yet I saw him, but he could not be found. 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. 38. But the sinners, transgressors, shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. 39. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Verse 40. And Yahweh shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him.
Oh, Yahweh gonna do the same. Oh, I hear you. So what he says in Proverbs 8:36. So Yahweh say, he said, wait on me. He said, I'm going to take care of this business.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of this business. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
He man, you know, he said, I'm going to take care of it. I believe it. What he says in 36?
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. But he that sinned against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
So if we love death, and since Solomon is doing all this great big talking, what does Solomon say in the 23rd chapter, verse 2? Since we love death, he said, all the sin against me. He said, you love death. He said, now, so Solomon's going to rekindle his thoughts and says what? In 23, verse 2. What he says in 23, so if you sin against him, he said, you love death. Now look what he says in 23, verse 2.
Of Psalms?
No, Proverbs. You just got to read Proverbs 8, 32, 36. Now we're going to precept that to 23, verse 2.
You want me to go to Proverbs 8, 32?
Give me Proverbs 8, 32. Although you just got through reading, but you're going to read it again.
No, I read 36.
Okay, I read 36. Okay, now go to the 23rd chapter and read verse 2.
Proverbs 23.
Verse 2.
Okay.
He's still talking. He's still gathering his thoughts together. Look what he says in 23 verse 2.
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 2. And put a knife to your throat if you be a man given to appetite.
Ain't that something? He said, an appetite is this world. He said, you want to do everything in the world. You want all the appetites. I want things to turn back the way it used to be. And man told you, this thing ain't going to come back the way it used to be. He said, now you bet off, since you're going to be a Torah breaker, you bet off doing what you do. He said, you bet off doing what? And 23 verse 2. Go ahead and read it again.
All right. Proverbs 23 verse 2. And put a knife to your throat if you be a man given to appetite.
He said, If you want to return back to your boogie up and boogie down day, you sit out in the park and done all that. You can do everything contrary to Yahweh while you're doing his business. He said you're better off doing what again? A mother, be up Israel. What did he say you're better off doing?
Put a knife to your throat.
Hey, that's something. You mean that Bible say that? He said you come out better by doing that instead of breaking what he got on the table. He said you're better off. Yes. That's what he said. Now who you gonna believe? This Bible tells the story of those that got an ear to hear. He said, now if you want to continue to break, but he always leave you room in 2 Peter 3 verse 9. He says something in 2 Peter 3 verse 9. What did he say in 2 Peter 3 verse 9?
All right. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3.
Mm-hmm. Verse 9.
Okay. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Okay. It's messed up. Okay. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Acts 3:9. For he say, we got rid of it's going to happen. It's up to you to hear the trouble in, look what he say in 3 verse 9 of Acts.
3 verse 9. Okay. Acts 3:9. And all the people. Wait a minute. And all the people saw him walking and praising Yahweh.
What you read? You read that 3:9?
3:9.
3:9.
Then what it say?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see what I want in that. It ain't 3:9. So you gonna take it from there? It's not 3:9. Well, if it ain't 3:9, what I want?
Mm-hmm.
Mother, see that is real. 3:19. Make it 3:19.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's what it is. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you therefore and convert that your sin may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
So he's telling us to repent. And what did he say in verse 21?
Verse 21?
Yep.
Acts 3:21. Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
Nothing changed. And what was said in Leviticus 23, 24 and 38, the closing statement? What was said? Leviticus 23, 24 and 38, and the closing statement. So he spoke by the mouth of all his righteous seers, and what was said? Leviticus 23, 23. And 24 and 38.
Leviticus 23, 23, 24, 1. I'm missing
and
38.
And 38. And 38. And 38.
I know, but I'm missing the.
Don't worry about it. Just do 23 and 24.
I'm going to have to do 24.
Okay.
I'm missing it.
Okay.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24.
Well,
speak unto the children.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Leviticus 20, chapter 23, verse 24. Speak unto the unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpet, a righteous gathering.
Not a hell-raising day. So, the blowing the trumpet is not a hell-raising day, although Yahweh will raise hell on that day. But we supposed to have a righteous gathering on that day. So when that day is, when is the Remorah blowing the trumpet there, Mother dear Israel, and we close out with that. When is the Remorah of blowing the trumpet? When is this day?
This is coming Thursday at eve.
This Thursday at eve. Have Remorah of blowing the trumpet, a righteous gathering in them white garments. And Yahweh be with you all. Close David, Mother dear Israel, you're on the clock. Come out.
Oh, I thought I wasn't doing it. Okay. I'm going to be going to let the time went by. I thought I wasn't doing it. Well, I just want to say thank you, Yahweh, for being a part of the broadcast and the voices of the true Israelites. And I want to say hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeah.
Excellent, Mother
dear
Israel. Hallelujah.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
To all the teachers, Yahweh has spoken. Catch you tomorrow night on BOTTY, Voices of True Israelite. Shalom to all. Thank you.